The Saguenay War. The Saguenay War, also known as the Saguenay Expedition, was a significant military campaign that took place in what is now Ghana during the colonial period. This conflict occurred within the broader context of European colonial expansion into West Africa during the late 19th century. Here, we will explore the details of the Saguenay War, its causes, key events, and its impact on the region. Background and causes. During the 19th century, European powers, particularly Britain, France, Germany, and later Italy, were engaged in a race to establish colonial dominance in Africa. This period, known as the Scramble for Africa, was driven by economic motives, strategic interests, and competition among European nations. In the case of the Saguenay War, it was primarily a clash between the British and local African powers, particularly the Ashanti Empire. The Ashanti Empire, located in present-day Ghana, was a powerful and centralized kingdom known for its military prowess, cultural richness, and control over trade routes. The immediate cause of the Saguenay War was a series of tensions and disputes between the British colonial authorities and the Ashanti Empire over territorial boundaries, trade relations, and British attempts to expand their influence inland from the coast. The British sought to control more territory and resources, including access to gold mines and agricultural lands, which were crucial for their economic interests. Key events of the Saguenay War. British expansion and Ashanti resistance. In the late 19th century, the British had established coastal settlements in present-day Ghana, such as Cape Coast and Accra, and were gradually extending their influence inland. This expansion brought them into direct conflict with the Ashanti Empire, which viewed British encroachment as a threat to their sovereignty and economic independence. The 1895 conflict. Tensions escalated in 1895 when a British expeditionary force under the command of Sir Francis Scott clashed with Ashanti forces near the village of Manso. This conflict marked the beginning of the Saguenay War. The initial engagements were fierce, with both sides sustaining casualties, but the British gained the upper hand due to their superior weaponry and military organization. Capture of Kumasi. The decisive moment of the Saguenay War came in 1896 when British forces launched a major offensive aimed at capturing Kumasi, the capital of the Ashanti Empire. After a series of battles and skirmishes, the British successfully occupied Kumasi and established control over the Ashanti heartland. The Ashanti leadership, including the Asantehene Prempeh I, was captured and exiled into the Seychelles Islands. Resistance and guerrilla warfare. Despite the fall of Kumasi, resistance against British rule continued in the Ashanti region. Ashanti warriors engaged in guerrilla warfare tactics, using their knowledge of the terrain to launch hit-and-run attacks against British outposts and supply lines. This prolonged resistance posed challenges for British colonial administrators and military commanders. conclusion and aftermath. The Sagrante War officially ended with the formal annexation of the Ashanti Empire into the British Gold Coast Colony. The British imposed a system of indirect rule where local authorities were allowed to govern under British oversight. This period marked a significant shift in political and economic power in the region as the Ashanti Empire lost its autonomy and became integrated into the broader British colonial apparatus. Impact of the Sagrante War. The Sagrante War, also known as the Sagrante Expedition or the Fourth Anglo-Ashanti War, had profound and lasting impacts on the region of present-day Ghana. This conflict, which occurred between the British Empire and the Ashanti Empire in 1895 to 1896, resulted in significant political, economic, social, and cultural changes that shaped the trajectory of Ghana's history. Political impacts. The most immediate political impact of the Sagrante War was the complete subjugation of the Ashanti Empire to British colonial rule. Prior to the war, the Ashanti Empire had been a powerful and centralized kingdom with its own governance structures and political authority under the Asante Hine. However, after their defeat in the war and the capture of Kumasi, the capital, the Ashanti leaders, including King Prempeh I, were exiled to the Seychelles Islands. The British imposed direct colonial administration over the Ashanti region, integrating it into the broader Gold Coast colony. This marked the end of Ashanti independence and autonomy as local governance was now subject to British colonial authorities. The imposition of British rule also led to the dismantling of traditional political institutions and systems of governance that had existed under the Ashanti Empire. Economic impacts. Economically, the Sagrante War had profound consequences for the Ashanti region and the broader Gold Coast colony. The British sought to exploit the economic resources of the region more effectively, particularly its gold mines and agricultural lands. This led to increased extraction of resources for exports to Britain and other parts of the empire. The integration of the Ashanti region into the Gold Coast colony facilitated the expansion of colonial economic activities, including the establishment of plantations, mining, and infrastructure development, such as railways and ports. However, these economic developments were largely geared towards serving British interests and contributed to the exploitation of local resources and labor. Social and cultural impacts. Socially and culturally, the Sagrante War brought significant disruptions and changes to the Ashanti society and the wider Ghanaian population. The imposition of British colonial rule led to social dislocation as traditional ways of life were disrupted and communities were reshaped under colonial governance structures. Missionary activities intensified under British rule, leading to the spread of Christianity among the local population. This had implications for indigenous religious practices and cultural traditions, as well as for social hierarchies and community identities. The war and subsequent colonial rule also exacerbated tensions and divisions within Ghanaian society, particularly between those who collaborated with the British colonial administration and those who resisted or sought to maintain traditional ways of life. These divisions would later influence political movements and aspirations for independence in Ghana. Resistance and legacy. Despite the defeat of the Ashanti Empire in the Sakrenti War, resistance against British colonial rule persisted. The Ashanti people, along with other ethnic groups in Ghana, continued to resist colonial oppression through various means, including protests, uprisings, and political movements. The memory of the Sakrenti War and its aftermath became an important symbol of resistance and resilience in Ghanaian history. It contributed to the formation of national consciousness and identity as Ghanaians sought to reclaim their independence and sovereignty from colonial rule.